his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to get the number on the next segment and take calls after I get into some of the other news, but the government declaring itself above the law and that it's doing it for your own good and so arrogant that the government runs Al-Qaeda publicly and runs the drugs publicly and then gets caught and doesn't get in trouble. And now senators are getting caught with little kids. They're not getting in trouble. And that was in the news this week. That's when you know you're in deep trouble. Because royalty will give to their friends and themselves everything, even if stuff starts collapsing. It's like, you know, the French are about to storm the Bastille. And they say they're starving to death. They're saying bread, bread. They must have bread. They're starving to death. And you know, even our generals were like, we've got to, you know, you've got giant stables and stores full of food. You've got to feed them or they're going to kill us. And she says, just let them eat cake. Just give them some cake. Just something most people never even get cake in their whole life. In France, it was so tyrannical. And they just stormed the whole place and killed everybody. And then its own evil came out of that, the French Revolution. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the type of stuff that's going on. This is the type of stuff that's happening. And so I'm not just saying they're becoming royalty figuratively. They are royalty. The New World Order is run by royalty. And the Rothschilds married into it. And it uses the royalty system. Government officials, not servants. See, when the media does that, you've got to call them, email them, and say, stop calling them officials. If you can just make them call themselves servants, that's half the battle. And Alex de Tocqueville and others, historians, wrote about the United States after our Revolutionary War had been successful, that we were different because people didn't bow down to classes here. It was about how hardworking you were and what you stood for. That's what all this was about. And how we were so different in that. And that's what made us so great. Royalty stagnates things. Why did half the wealth in the world belong to 5% of the world, the U.S. population, until the 70s? Because, ladies and gentlemen, we had more liberty. And you're like, well, we had all sorts of bad stuff. We had slavery. We had everything else. The idea of human liberty not just being for royals, where they're sovereign and have rights. Well, now it was going to be not just white guys who were wealthy like it had been in England. Now it was going to be all white guys. And not just if you were Catholic or if you were Protestant, because there was a battle over who would have rights and who was in control. Now it was Catholic or Protestant or Quaker. And then pretty soon other people said, you know what? Black people shouldn't be slaves. White people said that. They should be free. And that debate happened for 50, 60 years, and then you saw what happened. And then women said, oh, we want to be more free. But see, that was then co-opted as a control mechanism. Anything's going to be co-opted, just like the French Revolution, by the Illuminati, the Jacobins. People are like, Illuminati, that's a Tom Hanks movie. No, that's Encyclopedia Britannica. You see, knowledge will open the world up to you, and you'll realize it's the very same elements. Our forebears, 235, 36 years ago, are fighting the exact same bloodlines. We're fighting the Rothschilds then, folks, and the Gothas then. Okay, and we're under the same system right now. And I don't care whether it's the big monolithic Catholic Church or Israel or the City of London in London, the banking city, or the UN, they all act just the same because it's the same trick. They dress up, they have a red carpet, they wear a crown, men in black suits stand around, intimidate the villagers. We are your God. If a giant alien spacecraft landed and a red carpet rolled off and, you know, a guy walked off 18-foot tall green alien with a gold crown on and broadcast in English, I am your king, I guarantee you Obama, the Queen of England, and all the rest of them, if Gwerp, you know, the alien from Plooptart, showed up and said, I'm going to annihilate your planet if you don't bow to me, and he had other blurps from the planet Plooptart standing there with earpieces and laser guns, I guarantee you our leaders would go and kneel to them and bow and say, we now, rename this blurp too. I'm not joking. Because if you wear a crown and have a red carpet, it's over. Well, let me tell you something. I've been on the red carpets. I've been around the biggest people in Hollywood. They're empty on average. There's nothing going on there. Stop thinking you're low down. You're superior to the inbred elite. They want to poison your water and your food because they're threatened by your superiority, your hybrid vigor. They know that. That's why they discovered genetics, was try to help themselves. Sick of the globalists.
Can heart and body extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using heart and body extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking heart and body extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's hour number two. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. On any subject you wish to discuss, 877-789-2539. The websites are prisonplanet.tv, prisonplanet.com, and infowars.com. We are using the InfoWar to fight the globalists who are trying to construct a prison planet. Now, if you just joined us last hour, I broke down the fact that the UN is exempt from their own laws and world law because they say so, and they have weapons. The British royalty is exempt from their own taxes and own laws and are the richest people in the world. The Rothschilds after them. And it's the same thing with Juan Carlos of Spain, one of the biggest owners of EU properties. He's given the major roads, able to put toll roads on them. He puts toll roads on our roads. You heard me right. This is the royalty. The CIA officers blow the whistle on torture. Doesn't matter if it's illegal, they go to jail for whistleblowing. Congress has exempted itself from hundreds and hundreds of laws in the last 30 years. They didn't do it before because it was illegal. They've bum-rushed us, just had a revolution of tyranny where they exempt themselves from capital gains taxes. They exempt themselves from Obamacare taxes. And now Dianne Feinstein's bill exempts all federal employees and police, period, from ever being under any of the gun restrictions. So for life, you're given a title of nobility, meaning you're above the laws that are on the general public. Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8 of the Constitution and several others, it is illegal. And I show the Constitution and break it all down in a video tutorial I shot today up at InfoWars.com. Federal government declares itself royal. Think about it. And the UN, so many other globalist organizations set up these city-states that are exempt from taxes, exempt from laws, exempt from everything with diplomatic immunity. And we just accept, okay, you're allowed to run drugs and get caught and not get in trouble, UN. Oh, the U.S. military now admits they grow the opium and ship it out on C-130s, but let's not talk about that national security. I've got Fox News, ABC, BBC all saying that. And you know what's important about this broadcast and why I'm so blessed? What I talk about this year, you'll hear in 2 or 3 years on the big neocon radio shows. I tune into those sometimes now, and literally, stuff I was pioneering a decade ago or 5 years ago or 6 months ago, now it's quicker and quicker, is on their shows. I make it safe to talk about this. But I'm going to ask you something. How can Congress last year get caught? Some Congress people making $30, $40, $50 million a year on insider trading. Nancy Pelosi goes to Congress with nothing. Last time I saw, something like $400 million. The mayor of San Francisco worth less than $1 million. Look at her financials; they're public. She's worth over $100 million right now. The latest numbers just came out. Some estimates are $150 million. How do you make $150 million on $175,000, $176,000 a year? The answer is you don't. In San Francisco, you live in a doghouse for that. These people know what they're doing, and they got caught, and they think you're dumb because you act like you're dumb. You don't do the research. You don't put the time in. You got all the fantasy football numbers figured out to show off to your buddies. Women have all the fashion stuff figured out, but you don't know how the world works. See, if you're really cool, if you're really successful, the information I know in business, I can go out and make a mint right now. The information, and I'm not going to even start bragging. The point is that I want you to have that knowledge. The globalists don't want you to have the knowledge. I want to empower humanity. I want to move the whole species forward, not dumb everybody down so a group of insiders can control everything. I'm fundamentally offended that our founding fathers fought against laws where British nobility could own guns and their servants and minions and their militia, but the rest of the citizens had to turn their guns in 234 years ago. I'm fundamentally offended that when they got caught insider trading, that was big news, CNN, ABC helped cover it up. They went, don't worry, they're going to pass a law outlawing it. There were already a bunch of laws outlawing it. I mean, literally more than 100. They've had congressional studies on it. Over the last 200 plus years, hundreds of laws on this. Hundreds of laws on this. They passed a new law saying it made it illegal. It made it legal. But you can't pass a law saying you can kill little kids because you feel like it. You can't pass a law saying blacks are slaves again because moral authority says it's wrong. It's moral authority that gets things done. It's recognizing we're being told we're slaves. They passed a law saying if the House or Senate Ethics Committee, look this up, just happened last year, 2012, says they can have an investment on something. I mean, there's examples of Feinstein giving $25 million to a brand new startup, genetic engineering company in San Francisco that has no company, no nothing, like Solyndra Energy, no business, no nothing, $500 million. $25 million in a bill she writes and gets passed, and then she's the biggest stock owner. She's the biggest stock owner of a brand new mailbox. That's the business, a mailbox, and a scientist. And then she gives it $25 million of taxpayer money, and then she gets $3 million of it the next month. I mean, you know. Go look this up. Look, her saying she's above the law, and she's going to still be able to own any gun she wants, and she is a big gun owner. And Bloomberg's a big gun owner, but you can't own guns in New York. What dirtbags? It makes me sick. You know, going back about 6-7 years, I got to know Charlie Sheen because he's a listener. A lot of other Hollywood folks, but they, you know, they're private friends. And Charlie's had some wild times. I know he's a smart guy. He was on Piers Morgan Friday. I have to see it today. He's like, well, I don't have guns anymore because of a domestic problem, but that's okay because I've got great security team. Hey, Charlie, we don't all make $3 million a week, bro. And I know you know better than that. I'm gonna call him. You know, this just blows me away. Piers Morgan has a private security detail. Nancy Pelosi has a private security detail, and our taxpayer money to pay for it. She got an insider trading on record. But she said she's royal. You know, the UN gets caught drug dealing or running white slavery. Well, you know, they're the UN. They're immune. I mean, the UN sex slavery trafficking is legendary. Oh, but they're immune. It's all funny to them. And, folks, they are now passing laws, have passed laws, to take your private and public pension funds. They've already done it in Europe. We're next. They're buying armored vehicles and 1.6 billion bullets and arming to the teeth and building bunkers because they know everything's going to collapse by design to consolidate it, and they hope you're too stupid to understand that. And so the UN, the globalists, all of them, they're not – I'm not saying their royalty's a figure of speech to, you know, hey, you know, your husband's acting – too good, or your wife's acting royal. Hey, honey, stop acting like the Queen of England. No, no, no. They set it up according to letters of marque and global regulations backed by NATO force where they are royal. They're on red carpets. They're up there with the paparazzi. They land in the, you know, billion-dollar jets, $10 million per flight. They are royal. They are royal. We are under a royal national security, global governance, corporate dictatorship, where they carve up the planet and go, okay, the Dutch royalty gets all the water plants, literally almost all of them. The Spanish royalty worldwide gets all the existing roads, the patrol roads on it. How's that sound? The British royalty gets BP and Dutch Royal Shell. They're the biggest owners. Look it up. And tax exempt. You hear about it, the major corporations don't pay taxes? The Dutch royalty, it's on record. And the British royalty and others, it's national security state secrets that what their money is, but their holdings have come out. But it's public that they're tax exempt. And that's not enough to own the two biggest oil companies. That's not enough for them. That's not enough to own half the land in Canada and the rare earth minerals in Africa for the Saxe-Coburg witch, the Transylvanian witch queen. Did you know they're really Transylvanian? Can't make that up. Folks, if you don't believe me, Prince Charles has moved back to Transylvania. They're not even German royalty. Nothing against Transylvanians. I had a Romanian on once, and he was like, well, don't knock that. I'm Romanian. Nothing against Romanians. These are the guys up on the hill. The Romanians didn't go out at night because of them. It's like Jimmy Savile, best friends with the royal family, caught with all these little kids. Of course you don't let your kids out at night near the castle. I mean, yeah, that's all the royals are into. That's where all these legends come from. They're not real vampires. They're spiritual vampires. And they want to dumb you down so that you're not inbred like them. Here's the big secret. The royals are all inbred. The Rothschilds are inbred. They hate you. They have genetic disorders. They're inbred psychopaths. That's why they chemtrail and poison the food and water. They want to hurt you. They're jealous of you.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
By the way, I want to apologize to the listeners. We've been burning the phone lines up. We have a computerized phone system, and it was closed, and I guess they didn't hear me say the number. The phones were open. So here's the number one more time for everybody. It is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539 on all these issues I've been raising. So they're going to pass a law where thousands of guns, not 158, it's 158 types and anything similar, wide open. You ban your guns, come after you, not let you sell them, transfer them, shut down gun shows, turn Homeland Security loose on gun owners. The list goes on and on and on. And they're telling you, though, that everything's okay because they're going to still be able to own guns. Again, here's the International Business Times. Government officials can still own assault weapons under Feinstein bill. Again, that's that royalty. Here's Weekly Standard. Feinstein gun control bill to exempt government officials. When government passes laws saying they're exempt or they can arbitrarily do whatever they want, that's royalty. And our ancestors all over the world fought against royalty, so they couldn't just say, take him to the dungeon, take her away, or I want your wife. And many a king was killed over this, many a queen. So in ancient times, the last 600 years or so, most royalty couldn't order you killed because they felt like it. Courts were created. Some kangaroos, some not. Now they're back to NDAA. Disappear. Torture him. Unbelievable. So, again, I'm done talking about the royalty. Cuomo says new gun law does not exempt New York cops, could prevent police from responding to school shootings, and will make the cops turn. This is active cops turn in semi-auto. And of course, the retired are now having to turn theirs in. And I've got articles here where tens of thousands, including police, current police in New York, are saying we're not doing this. New York State. There's over 100 sheriffs have come out. We're going to play a clip of that in a few minutes, saying they're not turning their guns in, and they're not going to take the citizens' guns. But we've had some of these sheriffs on all over the country, black, white, old, young, northerner, southerner, westerner. People are waking up, and that's the good news, because the FBI crime statistics are violent crimes dropped 49%, excuse me. We have the statistics up at Infowars.com, old video presentation off FBI.gov. 49% drop in violent crime in the last 20 years, and that drop is accelerating. 21% of that is just since 2007. We've done whole tutorials up at PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com off FBI.gov showing you their stats. Okay, so the system's panicking. The police know that where they don't have gun ownership, the criminals are busting in, raping people and killing them, and the criminals have guns. So we've got that news. Now, let's look at this incredible deception by Obama. Obama, up at Camp David, we do skeet shooting all the time. So he's coming out again saying, hey, we got to be nice to gun owners. He's saying that, you know what, we just want to restrict some of your guns. It's about hunting, but it's no big deal. So, again, the Second Amendment is not about hunting. So he says, I agree you have the Second Amendment. Just everything semi-auto is going to be taken. Now, in Australia, they took all the semi-autos over a decade ago. Now they're banning bolt action and single shot. They've done this in over 100 countries in the last century. Let me go to the other article. That's the Weekly Standard. Fox News. Obama suggests Republicans unwilling to compromise in gun control debate. This is a quote from Obama. The House Republican majority is made up of mostly of members who are in sharply gerrymandered districts. You mean areas you don't control the electronic voting machines? that are very safely Republican and may not feel compelled to pay attention to broad-based public opinion. You don't pay attention to opinion you've manufactured with fake polls. The Bill of Rights says I keep my private property and that I can have whatever religion I want, even if you get 99% to say they disagree. You understand, punk? We're a republic, not a democracy. A pure democracy's hell. Because what they really concerned about is opinions of their specific Republican constituents. No, Obama, you globalist traitor. They're concerned with the Constitution and Bill of Rights. He said it's understandable that people are protective of their family traditions when it comes to hunting. So gun control advocates also need to do a little more listening than they do sometimes, more patronizing. Folks, I've shown these quotes. As state senator, he said ban all guns. The UN treaty says ban all guns. The civilian ownership should be completely abolished. The civilian ownership of firearms should be ended because it threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. They say there should be an abolition of civilian ownership of firearms. That's a quote. Go read it. That is in the interpretation addendum, July 7, 2001, Unideer Rockefeller facility, New York City. Look it up. It's in there. Okay, so this is the garbage. This is how they're playing possum with us. Let's go to a clip of Obama 4 years ago, 4 years and change, during the 08 campaign saying, I won't take any of your guns. By the way, in these thousands of guns that are banned, thousands of different types, because it's this type or anything like it. It says pump shotguns, ladies and gentlemen. It says a shotgun with a handle on it. A stock that has any groove on it. I mean, and remember, oh, we never want your guns. We would never come for them. No. That's a conspiracy theory. Now they're all out coming for them. Ammo bans, you name it. They're saying cops can't have guns in New York, semi-auto. Oh, but they're now saying we'll pass a federal law to nullify that, as if that can nullify state law. If you cops just trust us, you'll get your guns back. They'll just pass another law later. They don't want retired cops having guns. They say the military are the number one enemy. Retired military, because they know you know how to fight. In the MIAC and Homeland Security documents that are public, that we were given by law enforcement, big national news 3.5 years ago. You think they're going to let you have guns? No, this is a criminal takeover. The Russians in 1917 told the retired military to turn their guns in, and when they did, they killed them all. 30,000 in one day in Moscow alone. If you're dumb enough to help the New World Order, you get what you deserve, collaborators. Let's go to this Obama clip. Here it is.
When y'all go home and you're talking to your buddies and they say, he wants to take my gun away. You've heard it here. I'm on television, so everybody knows it. I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe in people's lawful right to bear arms. I will not take your shotgun away. I will not take your rifle away.
Any semi-auto.
I won't take your handgun away.
Okay, all semi-autos are banned under this. Okay, and once they get the list, it's got a forced buyback provision in there. It's a confiscation bill. But let's go out to break with one more. Here's Biden in the same month of 08 saying, nobody's getting my handgun or shotgun. Now, this is a guy who wrote an assault weapons bill in 92 that made all semi-autos be turned in. This is a known liar, hoping you're stupid. Remember, he's going to keep his guns. He's royal. You're his property. Here it is.
I guarantee you, Barack Obama ain't taking my shotguns, so don't buy that malarkey. Don't buy that malarkey. They're gonna start peddling that to you. I got two. If he tries to fool my Beretta, he's got a problem.
And Bill Clinton didn't have sex with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. And it didn't matter there was 15 witnesses and doctors that Lance Armstrong was doping. He looked at you on ESPN and said, I didn't do that. I mean, give me a break. I can see a roid head a mile away. Look, this is the type of guard. And then people defend Lance Armstrong because he said hi to him in the street. It's pathetic. We've made the football people royal now, except they're not really royal because they're not above the law. Totally and completely disgusting. And now Obama's back going, hey, I don't want your guns. I just confiscated almost all of them. Now, you got a right to hunt. Of course, we're trying to ban that as well. This is a group of criminals securing their property. I got news for you, so-called royalty with a red carpet. You're not my owner. I'm not your slave.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Phone calls now. We have a short message, part of a message that Anonymous, the real Anonymous, has put out concerning the murder via persecution of Aaron Swartz. That's coming up in the next segment. But if you go up to Infowars.com, we have a special report, Why People Think Sandy Hook is a Hoax. Rob Deuce stayed up here all weekend. I shot this on Friday evening to get this done, and folks have criticized me for not saying it's a conspiracy and a staged event. I have said Aurora clearly has all the hallmarks, 90%+ chance it is. I'm not going to go over all the reasons for that. The guy was under a mind-control DARPA contract. That's one point of hundreds, literally hundreds. Multiple shooters reported, the guy drugged up in jail, saying he was under mind control, top Air Force psychiatrist over him, national security declared on his notebook where he was supposedly going to do all this with his Air Force psychiatrist, has the report. You want me to keep going? No, I'm going to go to your calls. This one, they got crazy Prozac serotonin reuptake inhibitor heads. It's in the inserts that can make you do this. Goth, young white kid, fits the MO. There are real attacks. That guy a few months ago shot an innocent police officer here in Austin at Walmart for no reason. They said he was walking around drooling with a gun in his hand at Walmart. Cop comes up. That was his mistake, guy walking around with a gun, but whatever. If I was a cop, somebody called me, a guy's walking around Walmart with a gun, I'd wait till backup got there. But the guy had courage. He went in there, and the guy just shot him. And I said, that guy's on psychotropics. Turned out he was on Xanax and alcohol. His roommate said he didn't even know who he was. I mean, it's just when a woman chops her baby's arms and legs off with a meat cleaver for no reason, and she was a Bible study teacher with no criminal record, something's wrong. I said, she's on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. She was. Woman drives her kids off on a lake for no reason, all five of them. Serotonin reuptake inhibitors. I mean, it's the same story. I read the news every day. It's what I do. Harrison Kleibold on the drugs. Turns out the Aurora shooter was on five psychotropics to be whacked out of his brain and not know who he was to be set up. That had multiple shooters. I know that's an inside job. If they'll stage Fast and Furious, as Larry Pratt has said, they'll stage anything. I'm going to go to your calls. The point is, I have not gone there that there's actors and blue screen and it's all fake until I actually confirmed. We caught them, CNN and blue screen. I got the video. It's their original video and a bunch of other stuff. It looks really bad, and this even shakes me up. I mean, I say in the video, is everything got to be a conspiracy? I mean, you think I'm the one who thinks everything's a conspiracy? No. I cannot believe how bold these people are. And when I saw this blue screen thing, I said, that can't be real. And I went and looked it up, and it was the CNN video. And I'll show you the rest of the stuff. It's pretty damning. I don't know what's going on, but it looks bad. That's all I'm going to say. And I have real federal sources who've said, look into it. They think it's fake, too. So there's a lot of good people in the system. Let's play the sheriff and then go to the calls. Can we queue up that sheriff? Do we have that ready? I didn't tell you. Yeah, here is the sheriff's ad. Sheriff David Clark's radio ad says 911 not best option, urges residents to take firearms licenses. This is the guy with the largest city there, Milwaukee. This is the sheriff that the city of Milwaukee resides in. And the city council is attacking him. Well, he just got his funding cut. They had to cut sheriff's deputies. You've had a lot of sheriffs and police chiefs say buy guns. They know law-abiding citizens buying guns lowers crime. We have the clip? Oh, it's ready. Good. Here is that clip.
I'm Sheriff David Clark, and I want to talk to you about something personal, your safety. It's no longer a spectator sport. I need you in the game. But are you ready? With officers laid off and furloughed, simply calling 911 and waiting is no longer your best option. You can beg for mercy from a violent criminal, hide under the bed, or you can fight back. But are you prepared? Consider taking a certified safety course in handling a firearm so you can defend yourself until we get there. You have a duty to protect yourself and your family. We're partners now. Can I count on you?
This safety message brought to you by the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office.
Now, again, ladies and gentlemen, that's what a real government servant does, and it's honorable to be a real servant. That's what a real servant does. That's what a real servant does. Not, oh, my gosh, let's get a bunch of people up here in fancy outfits with all these epaulets and stars and in D.C. and say, take the guns from the American people so we can be like Chicago and New York, the crime capitals of the world. Chicago's the crime capital of the world. Mexico took all the guns. Their country is the crime capital of the world. The only thing beating them is city-wise, Chicago. 530-something murders last year. The citizens are under siege because they don't own guns because they follow the law. I mean, come on, it's time to wake up. And the good news is, I think this is going to backfire. My instinct tells me this gun grab, the corrupt establishment, the royalty knows slaves aren't armed. They've stolen your bank accounts, your future, your jobs. They've deindustrialized you to make you poor so they can buy you cheap. You've still got guns and your Bible. You've still got your beliefs, as he calls you bitter clingers, remember Obama? And you've still got your guns, folks. You have the belief, which they don't control. They want to be God, okay? No God before them. And they want your guns. They want your guns and they want your soul. Okay, let's go to Carolyn in Washington. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, I'm a first-time caller. Thanks for taking my call. This going on right now, it's just really boggling my mind. No kidding. It's a lot to take in.
What do you think about the royalty points I've been making?
It's dead on.
We got a bunch of North Korean dictator wannabe royalties up there walking around on red carpets. It's a stinking joke. You punks are servants. Learn we're the boss and stop stealing from us and saying we're terrorists and we don't want to pay 80% of our money in taxes.
No, what I love is the old men in intimidation in them. They don't know any different. They never experienced love. It's a threat to them.
That's right. What'd you originally call in for? I'm ranting and raving.
I was calling about, it's kind of related to this. It's the community colleges around here. Well, the one I used to go to openly preaching socialism.
Well, see, they tell you communism doesn't exist, and now this is communism we're going under. And even when they call for communism, people go, you can't criticize it, it doesn't exist. The devil's greatest trick was he doesn't exist. So what do they teach you at your college?
I didn't see it in the classrooms, but I saw, outside the community colleges, these little stands they set up, with flyers and things like that.
Yeah, sandwich board set up.
Yeah, they have this stand there, saying, hey, come join the socialist alternative. They call it a Democrat.
No. Listen, they're all open. And again, the mega banks, they're monopoly guys. They want the general public socialized, getting a handout, and then 90% of the money going offshore to them. Thank you for the call. David in North Carolina. Great points, ma'am. David, you're on the air. Okay, David hung up. Let's go to Josh in Florida. Josh in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Welcome, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller, and I wanted to make a point about a gun show I went to this weekend just south of Tampa, a small town, not very big, and the line was completely out the door around the building, and the police presence was out of control. I mean, you wouldn't believe the police state of our gun shows now. Like, you can't.
Oh, yeah, they're acting like it's a senator's meeting with little kids in there or something that they should be at when they're running around like flies. We're getting info from gun dealers that the ATF is leaning on them, saying, look, you're not going to sell semi-autos or we're going to shut you down. And they've done this before. They're just lawless. Did you see Rahm Emanuel say, have the banks kick out all the gun shows and gun shops? Banks need to refuse gun owners. I mean, they're publishing our names. They're attacking us like we're Jews in Nazi Germany.
Absolutely, and that comes as no surprise to me from a Chicago mobster. But another point I wanted to make was that once I got inside the gun show, it was so blatantly obvious the Florida Department of Law Enforcement and the ATF undercover agents in there watching people, surveilling everyone. I mean, I got followed around just for buying high-capacity magazines. So, I mean, it's so
awesome. No. The whole Homeland Security anti-terror grid was always set up for gun owners in the takeover. Globalists run Al-Qaeda. And they're now announcing, we are the Al-Qaeda. Thank you for the call. Yeah, no, it's just hellish. Look, the entire Homeland Security apparatus, what is it, $100 billion a year, is now after your guns. You're the...
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate.
ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. MindRegard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jersey Pete in New Jersey, Tim in Connecticut, TJ in Minnesota, Kurt in North Carolina, Jack in Texas, Mike in Idaho, many others. We're going to you right now. Have your comment. I'll move the next person. Jersey Pete in New Jersey, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Well, thanks, Alex. I want to thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today. Alex, I'm a licensed and registered professional engineer with nearly 30 years of experience. My pathway to you and the great work that you and your team are doing was driven by my desire to understand the physics of 9/11. That led me to Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, where nearly 2,000 of my colleagues representing over 25,000 years of professional engineering and architectural experience have shown beyond a reasonable doubt that all three towers are brought down by a controlled demolition.
It's worse than that. I've got the police and locals saying, get back, the government's going to blow up Building 7. I interviewed the deputy head of emergency management, and he said they blew it up, and they killed him 2 weeks after I interviewed him. They killed him, Barry Jennings. I mean, I've got him on. I heard him on the news that day, said they blew up Building 7.
Absolutely. Folks, Alex and all of the highly credentialed experts he has brought to you are right. Now is the time to act. The founders were children of the Enlightenment. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights they created are the most significant political documents ever produced in human history.
And they said, we're not bowing down to royalty anymore. I'd rather die than lick the boots of some punk on a red carpet who sucks my tax money out of me and tells me he's better than I am. And those men defeated an empire nobody had ever beaten. And that's why our stinking criminal government badmouths the founders, and Hollywood does. It's because they're un-American foreign usurpers. God bless you. Got to jump. Jersey Mike. Great point. Mike in Idaho. Go ahead, Mike. You're on the air.
Alex, first-time caller. Thank you. Just a couple of quick things.
Jump off your speakerphone, brother.
Oh, okay. Sorry. What do you think the timeline is before we really people start scooping up people such as yourself and Stuart Rhodes and others who are standing up for what's right?
They're going to start going after selective gun owners. They'll pick quirky groups like Waco, burn them down, kill them. When you resist, you'll be called terrorist. And they plan on large numbers of police and military getting killed. That's why cops and military are saying they're not going to be part of it. Plus, a lot of them are patriots. And then they'll nuke a city or something and say the patriots did it with Al-Qaeda. We've got three different West Point papers now claiming conservatives are going to work with Al-Qaeda, which is, you know, is ridiculous, but they don't care. You know, again, the globalists run Al-Qaeda. But they're going to say we're Al-Qaeda. So that's the kind of, they're going to do school shootings, mall shootings, TSA shootings. I mean, I know who they are. And just be ready. Videotape it. Expose it when it happens. Be careful. They're getting ready to drop the hammer on us. This is a takeover.
Well, I just want to also give you an open invitation. If you ever come to Pocatello, Idaho, you could come on my show. It's a local TV show, and I know you're, I'm not a Pierce Morgan, but it's called Voices of the Republic, and I sure like
Mike,
to have
I'd
you
love to do it.
On.
Keep going. Call me tomorrow on the radio. Jack in Texas, you're on the air. Moving quick here. Go ahead.
Alex, this is very important. I have absolute proof of an imminent false flag attack in Syria.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, Israel says they've got to invade because...
No. I'm talking about documents. I have absolute proof. I can send it to you right now. I'm in Terrell, Texas. I'm not going to be here very long. I can meet with your people. This is imminent. This is happening right now. I have absolute proof.
I can't meet with every person that says it's imminent. I mean...
I have everything. Everything. I can send it to you right now.
So you're in the Army?
No, sir. I am calling on behalf of 4chan.org, the politically incorrect board. Recently, a hacker hacked the website of BritAm Defense and uncovered plans, operations orders, emails. The Qatari government is hiring these British mercenaries to use Ukrainian nationals to sneak Russian chemical weapons into homes and detonate them and create a video. They're going to blame it on the Russians. They're trying to start World War III. I probably signed my own death warrant calling you with this, Alex. It's real. It's happening.
Well, no. The Israelis right say they're in Reuters. They're about to go in because Al-Qaeda is going to get chemical weapons. When the West openly put Al-Qaeda in, that's how dumb the royals think the American people are. And it is Qatar that's involved behind all of this. Unbelievable. I mean, that's actually in the news. And they've been saying, go ahead.
I mean, I have everything, Alex. I can send it to you right now. I can meet with your people.
Yeah, I don't have time to listen. Here's the deal. We get people every 5 minutes wanting to meet with us. I mean, but the issue is you should shoot a YouTube video showing the documents and put it out in public so people can scrutinize them. Because, you know, all documents that are put out on the internet aren't accurate, but they're clearly been publicly getting everybody ready for a false flag where they claim Syria uses chemical weapons. Now they know that won't fly. So they're going to say Al-Qaeda is going to use them, so they have to invade. We have to invade because our own Al-Qaeda has them? I mean, this is how dumb they think the public is. So, Jack, listen, why don't you scan those in, put them up to YouTube, again, 4chan is just, you understand, anonymous can be good, it can be bad, but a lot of times it's government sock puppets. Do you understand that?
I understand that, Alex. Look, I'm sending it to you at showtips.info, at showtips@infowars.com. You look at it. You be the judge. I'm telling you, this is damning. This is.
When are you sending it? You sending it right now?
I'm sending it right now. God help me. I'm probably signing my own death
warrant. No, you're not. Listen.
I just sent it to showtips@infowars.com.
It's all right. Who knows if it's even real? So quit thinking they're going to get you. They don't have real power. Listen, God bless you, my friend. I appreciate your call. Mark in Georgia. All I know is the government runs Al-Qaeda publicly. Even Jerome Corsi, who would have burned me at the stake 5 years ago for saying that, agrees with me. Mark in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Great show. You're right on. Hey, listen, I want to know, where can I go to get in with a group like the Minutemen to get ready to start trying to take our government back? Because it is going down, like you say, it's going down fast.
Well, Mark, we got to be cool here. The Glub, Obama's out saying, I don't want your guns. I don't want the NDAA. Don't fight the bill. I'm going to veto it. And then he signs it and he wrote it. He's like, I don't want your guns. Don't listen to conspiracy theorists when we have the bills. We need to stay cool. They're going to stage stuff and blame it on us. We need to everybody talks about, you know, taking our government back. Take it back person by person. Wake up police and military. They had TSA running illegal checkpoints, searching people's bags. And they walk up with guns and say, these are armed ones. We're going to search you on Lamar in Austin. There's a newscast, KXAN. And go, well, it was voluntary. No, it was color of law. File lawsuits. We kicked them out of Houston. They're going around city by city, seeing where they can abuse people. All Austinites where I live should be up in arms politically about this, saying no to that. Fight them on every front. The answer is not have a big shooting war with the globalist. And I appreciate your call, but, I mean, you know, that's what it comes down to. Kurt in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, first of all, I'd like to say thank you. I appreciate your show, and I totally agree with what you brought up recently about the royalist that you're talking about.
Fight the same people.
Exactly. I think it's just another step, because right now they're worried. There's so many people standing up.
Yeah, they see everybody buying guns. Congress has a 9% approval rating. They're panicking. Their offense attack is a defense move. We need to go on the double offense on these people.
Exactly, and, you know, you were talking about how they were going to make it to where the people in the military, police, were going to be exempt from this Feinstein bill. That's just the carrot in front of the cart to get the mule to move where it wants to.
Because the police and military in mass are joining us because we warned them before it happened.
Exactly, and they're trying to draw as many people away from the truth as they can.
Well, just pray for me, folks, because I can tell you I got good sense and I know how dangerous this is. But we're going to defeat these people together. They will do horrible atrocities. Sandy Hook is so they can say, gun owners, you're not turning your guns in. You're going to cause the next attack. Then they can have their own mercenaries do a mass shooting with 100 dead kids. Blame a patsy. And then they're going to say, see, we told you. You can see it all scripted. Fully wake up. Because, folks, you can't just turn your semi-autos in and have them leave you alone. This purge is about demonizing all constitutionalists, conservatives, and libertarians. You're the enemy of the takeover. Even if you've been co-opted by Republicans, you're still the enemy. The only way out of this is by standing against them.
Lying to you, look at what he's done in the past, people. You Obama supporters need to wake up.
Well, I mean, most of them are actually halfway awake, but they're on government payment. They don't know how to live without the money. God bless you, Kurt. Benjamin in Texas, you're on the air. Go. Okay, he's gone. Let's talk to Chris in Kentucky. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I tell you, this is a great time. This is exactly what you were saying. Start taking it by your counties, like Sheriff Pyman in Jackson County.
We're going to win. I tell you, the awakening's even bigger than I thought it'd be.
People are waking up out here. I just
because we've been attacking for 20 years before they launched their operation. We're not in the dark.
No, we're not. And I like what Sheriff Pyman says. I'd rather have a bunch of – I want the feds to stay out of my county. They are no permission because they're not taking the guns away from the citizenry or my deputies. He's a standing man in that county.
It's all happening right now. It was all foretold. And the founding fathers from 235 years ago are fighting with us right now. Their quotes, their words, the republic they fought for. We have been given it as an heirloom. We stand with George Washington. Think of it. Think of it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.